peacefully and patriotically. Welcome to the Rob Diddy Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can clearly hear, the difference between using the Kraken by Razer headset that has 7.1 surround sound is not ideal for podcasting when you are trying to compare it to a JLab USB condenser Talk Pro mic. This mic is so much better. We will break down more of that on gainsmedia.com under tech reviews. If you do not know, aside from posting satire and tech reviews, we also post health and wellness information and stories on gainsmedia.com and healthcomeback.com. So that is not the monologue. This is the key piece of information that is going to consist of episode number, I think it might be 38 in reality. I'm going to call it 39 because 38 was a disaster and I tried to do it 8 times, but I couldn't get the momentum or motivation to go because of Memorial Day. So I finally found my current event topic that inspired me to podcast this week. That is why I also posted a Jeep Cherokee video and podcast, because as I mentioned a multitude of times, I like various things. But today we are going to stick with the traditional current event slash politics. As I've watched my usual favorite TV channels, Fox News has consistently now switched to bringing up Biden's job numbers and the extra $300 a week unemployment. Well, my friend, you would think, considering this is a conservative-based common sense podcast, I would be against it. I'm absolutely not. Now, it occurred to me today when I was in Kroger in a long-ass U-Scan line that I was part of the problem. So we have 90 days left of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Now, you have to think about it like this. Some of you never had to take a summer job because your parents were well off and you went straight to college, and upon graduating from college, you got you a nice little cushy office job or some kind of sales job and never got your hands dirty. You may have had to overcome objections. You may have had to work hard at phone calls. But you have never, ever cleaned up someone's diarrhea in a bathroom. You have never had to you've never had to throw away stale meat, stale fish, stale vegetables, clean up outside of the trash compactor. You've never had people angry and yelling at you nonstop for many hours in a day. Yes, the thing was, for most people who were in those type of jobs, they were able to keep working and they got bonuses to continue working. They didn't have to go through an entire month to 2 months, and some people, 3 or 4 months, of never getting their unemployment. My father got his right away, but I had to call nonstop for 6 weeks in order to get paid, and I thought I was never, ever going to get it, and I was hopeless and upset. So, taking that into account, what I mean here is, it is not like an extra $300 a week on top of the $320 that the government of Michigan provides is the life-changing, cushy, lifestyle-changing situation that you would assume it would be. One, if you have bills and rent, yeah, that money's going to help you with that and give you some cushion. It is not enough money to go out and ball. It is not enough money to acquire fancy new things every 2 weeks. It is still an amount of money that runs out, especially when you are helping your family out when one of your parents is sick. My father has asthma, and my father almost has had COVID a few times, so I've had to help my parents. But aside from that, that isn't this whole time period. Like I've said previously, the people in this country who go to work at McDonald's, who go to work at Meijer, who go to work in retail, have put up with a bunch of bullshit their entire lives. They have not had a cushy office job. They have not had the ability to have guaranteed money. And I'm not saying this is a socialist or like progressive thing. I am saying hours fluctuate. It is really hard to get full-time at a place like Meijer. It took me a long time to get it. There were periods where I would have 40 hours a week for like 6 months, 8 months in a row, and then they'd want to cut hours after the holiday, and boom, I'm down to 24 hours. No one ever told me to apply and push for full-time until a certain point. Meanwhile, when you also think of union jobs, there's people that do less work than others who ride along and probably have been on sick leave or whatever during this time. I don't know. Union jobs aren't perfect. But the thing is, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Now, it is idiotic to focus on just job numbers or et cetera. Because in reality, if you're giving people money, the people that have had low income jobs or less than middle class, $15 an hour is $30,000 a year. You are not middle class at $15 an hour. You're not middle class unless you're in the $20 to $25, maybe $30 an hour job range. And most people above $40,000, $50,000 a year are salaried and don't have to worry about it. There's people who work commission-based jobs who have to bust their ass and work 12 to 16 hours a day trying to make a sale and putting in work on the weekends in order to survive. I know, I was there last year. The thing is, this extra $300 a week is not that much of a life changer. It has helped people who maybe have been historically behind on things and never had the money to do things like fix their teeth, do things like pay for their kids to get something they've always wanted. And you know what happens when you do that? You pay taxes. Taxes go to the general fund. So that money that's just given away that you complain about is being put back in the economy. In fact, when the unemployment benefit ends, the money that has been spent at stores is now going to provide to enhance employment, to start off at better wages. You know, Target hires people at $15 an hour and gives them 20 hours a week, and they give them mostly shifts that are garbage, like 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Would you go to work for 4 hours a day at $15 an hour that early in the morning when you can make more at home? I don't know. I'm just saying. But the thing is, you can't judge what one person is doing to take care of their family versus what you think. Be honest. We all know that there's people of all races and all people who have had class injustice and have not had opportunities that are taking advantage of this unique situation that is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Trust me, this is never going to happen again, because we already know for a fact that if a virus comes in like this again, there's never going to be mass shutdowns again. There's never going to be this type of benefit. They did this to prevent the Great Depression. Watch the Titans that built America, all 6 episodes of it. You do not want to be in the Great Depression. Shut the fuck up. Stop complaining. Things could be so much fucking worse, because literally they took rich people's money and they broke up monopolies. If everyone was going broke and they didn't do anything, they would already tax the rich people even more and take money from them to pay for the people that are poor. So just shut the fuck up. It doesn't matter if we pay higher taxes in the future. In reality, you and I both know that it's not really going to fucking matter, because we don't even see the money we pay in taxes. It's crazy. All right. So furthermore, as I come back to this episode 24 hours later, because I wanted to make sure I made this as great as it needs to be. Secondly, we're hitting our next segment. So this'll be about motivation. Now, you have to think about something. We have a country where there are poor white people and poor black people. There are poor Latinos, Indians, Asians. There are poor people of all races and all ethnic backgrounds. So why do we argue consistently about white privilege and how this person has been oppressed? Obviously, let's face the facts. Tulsa, Oklahoma? Yeah, bro, 100 years ago, that shit was fucked up. But guess what? We did not do that. And the people that did that, I'm sure karma got up with them. I would never, ever, ever support anything like that. But today, we have a woke mob in the media, And basically, Democrats consistently saying how privileged white people are and bending over backwards to try to help minorities and immigrants, et cetera, et cetera. In reality, I have been in the trenches with poor Black people, poor Indians, poor Chaldeans, my entire life. I worked at Meijer with immigrants. I worked at Meijer with people of every single ethnic background, drug addicts, alcoholics. Me sitting here today, performing a podcast that sounds on the same professional level as many of the top podcasts on any app. I sound as good as Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro is a rich Jewish conservative who founded the Daily Wire and sought out multiple people who helped build his brand. Even though he doesn't have to go on Fox News all the time, his employees do. My voice comes across as clear and concise as his or any of his people. I now have cameras that shoot in the same quality as he does. But I live in a trailer with my parents, and I have been unemployed for the last year. I also grew up with an incurable bone disease and lived in a trailer for the first 19 years of my life. And then for 8 years, we moved around and I kept trying to move out, but I was held back by working a union job that topped me out. Now, what does this all mean? There's nothing wrong with unions. There's nothing wrong with working in retail. But I went to college and at first I thought business was the path. University of Phoenix sold me on a bright, bright future. Then I won a scholarship. You know the story. You see it on my website, my Facebook. Boom. Exercise science, associate's degree, more student loan debt. What's the point of getting a bachelor's when I can create my own future? The system, the class system, the educational system, all is a money-making machine designed to oppress those who do not have the resources, regardless of race or where they come up from. If you don't have a parent who shows you, hey, check out my family business. Hey, I can get you this job. I know a guy who worked with me at Meijer, got tossed a job at Abspire through his father's relations. He's had a comfortable middle-class lifestyle. Never had to struggle. Always drove new cars. Never had to drive a used car until he got married. I know people who are Democrats who worked with me at Meijer, moved to New York, thought they were hot shit, got dumped by several girls, and then came back with their dick between their legs, upset that their life had fallen apart. I would rather struggle. I would rather fight from the bottom. I would rather have my own experiences. I would rather come up from nothing. I'd rather be the person that changes my parents' lifestyle because all the times I fucked up financially, DUIs, breaking bones, causing legal issues, they had to endure it. I would rather carry the torch and take my family to another level on my own hard work and teaching myself skills that no one ever showed me how to do or guided me to do. Crazy, right? We have a problem where people look at what others have, and I've said it multiple times. We have a society where a person cannot walk by a fat man standing next to a skinny man and think the fat man got that way by taking advantage of the skinny man. We just look for problems. We look for someone to blame. We don't take actions for ourselves. To be honest with you, I thought being a salesperson, after I figured out that being a personal trainer was a sales job, I thought being a sales manager in personal training was going to be my golden ticket, that I would put in all these hours and the future would be glorious. But it was not, because the people above me basically only made $10,000 or $20,000 more to me, yet they acted like it was hundreds of thousands of dollars more. They talked about how successful they were and how they took a salary job because they wanted to help people, which is bullshit. So, the essence, the very being of Gaines Media and the Rob Diddy podcast is we are going to address things like I have been doing from the middle. But also, we are never, ever going to stop and look at one person as being pitied. We are never going to look at one person as better than us because no one is better than you. No one is lesser than you. I am, in fact, an incredibly unremarkable person. Think about it. I dropped out of high school. I have a brittle bone disease. I have dentures. I live in a trailer with my parents at 36. It took COVID and being stuck at home to find the passion I had when I was age 18 and 19 in web design and creating online content. It took the experiences from age 19 to 35 to help me to develop a thick skin, a personality, and an ability to speak to people. That sales job taught me how to communicate with people and how to take objections and not take them personally. If you want to talk shit about my podcast, I don't care. It's not going to affect me because other people like it. I got 800 downloads, bro. Come at me. In conclusion, let's make June great again. Let's take down the incredibly, incredibly corrupt system that turns us against each other and oppresses one person and tries to make someone else feel better about themselves by apologizing to the person they look down upon and telling them that it's their fault that they're in the boat they're in. In reality, teach a man how to fish, he'll eat for life. Peace!